This is a Sandler training audiobook produced and distributed by Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, in partnership with Sandler Training. Gold Medal Selling: 10 Conditioning Strategies for World-Class Performance by Sandler Training, narrated by Paul Heitsch. We hope you enjoy this program. Foreword. Great salespeople are like great athletes in many ways, but this book spotlights the most important similarity. They are relentlessly committed to conditioning. David Sandler, the founder of our firm, once noted that conditioning is a way of life, not just for successful salespeople, but for successful professionals in all disciplines. Sandler went on to define conditioning as a set of rules, sometimes philosophical, but always practical, that those who become top performers and who remain at the top year after year find a way to follow on a daily basis. They make this daily commitment in order to ensure their success within their chosen field. This book identifies 10 of those daily rules for salespeople and connects each of them to the story of a celebrated Olympic athlete. It's an enduring reminder of the extraordinary power of conditioning, in sales as in every other field of human endeavor. Gold medals don't just happen. They are the result of long periods of training, endless repetition of the fundamentals, and an ongoing, relentless emphasis on identifying and living the right behaviors, the right attitudes, and the right techniques. If you or someone on your team aspires to the sales equivalent of a gold medal, this book is written for you. Dave Mattson, President, CEO, Sandler Training. Introduction: The process that leads to gold medal selling. This book is all about achieving at the highest possible level in the field of selling, the level we at Sandler call gold medal selling. The question people always ask is whether there is a process that someone who is new to sales can follow to achieve at this level. The answer we give, yes, often surprises. Let us explain why we are so confident in that answer. Sandler has helped tens of thousands of salespeople become more effective sales professionals and perform at levels they would once have considered not just unrealistic, but literally impossible. More than one of these clients has told us that the Sandler process helped them take their game to a world-class level, a level of performance akin to that of a superstar athlete. This started the conversation at Sandler about how the process-driven regimen of the Olympic athlete is comparable to the process-driven regimen of the most successful salespeople. Thus, the idea for this book was born. What process supports gold medal performance in the field of sales? The chapters that follow attempt to answer that question. Our aim is to spread the word and to help those who are tired of achieving average or worse sales results to move up to the level of the gold medal performer. In this book, we'll be talking a lot about two very different types of salesperson, the gold medal salesperson and the amateur salesperson. The twin comparisons with Olympic level achievement and with a less committed interest in a given sport is intentional. Of course, technically, some Olympic champions are not professional athletes, but even so, this distinction is worth making because it sums up the dichotomy that plays out in the world of sales time and time again. Amateurs are not committed to conditioning, and superior salespeople are. When you see the word amateur, think someone who isn't committed to conditioning. A gold medal skill set? Here's a question. How much specialized training would you estimate the very best Olympic athletes must put in to even earn a spot on their country's national team? The answer varies by country and by specialty, but it is always measured in years, and sometimes even in decades. Now, how much sales training do most salespeople get before they start competing on behalf of their company? Often, There is zero specialized training, or if the salespeople are lucky, they may get a couple of days at a seminar. Isn't that incredible? Other than whatever it is a business manages to produce, surely the most important part of any business is sales. Yet, most salespeople are not, by any reasonable standard, trained sales professionals. They have not put in the training time. Most salespeople, truth be told, start out as amateurs in the worst sense of that word. This highlights one of the major topics of this book, the difference between gold medal salespeople and amateur salespeople. That difference can be summed up in a single word familiar to anyone who follows sports: conditioning. Many people play sports. In all sports, there are both amateur athletes and professional athletes. Obviously, only a very small proportion wind up being professional. How do each of these two types of athletes behave? Amateur athletes tend to approach their sport in a more ad hoc fashion. They practice and play when they want to, and generally are average, or worse, in terms of their results when compared to the very best in their field. Professional athletes, by contrast, are highly focused. They follow well-defined practice routines, and they achieve exceptional results compared to amateur athletes. Are all sales gyms equal? Many sales leaders find themselves looking around for training and support for their team. What they find are sales systems that are technique-based and generally built around 1 or 2 day courses. These sales approaches can provide some short-term improvement to results, but very rarely do they turn amateurs into professionals. Sending salespeople to one of those courses is a lot like amateurs occasionally going to the gym and just doing the basics. Long-term, sustainable improvement is unlikely. There has to be a better way. Indeed, there is. Welcome to the Sandler Sales Gym. This is where gold medal salespeople are born. The Sandler Selling System methodology is like a holistic, all-encompassing sales gym that emphasizes conditioning on the same scale and with the same intensity as that adopted by the world's best athletes. Unlike most traditional sales training, which focuses almost exclusively on technique in order to achieve sales success, the Sandler system works with 3 interrelated factors: behavior, attitude, and technique. Behavior relates to having a systematic approach for reaching sales goals, muscle memory, if you will. Attitude has to do with your outlook. Technique consists of the tactics and strategies you put into practice. Using all 3 of these interrelated factors, you have a much greater opportunity for sales success. All of these will be covered in this book. The sales gym also provides ongoing reinforcement and support. This is another reason that working out at the sales gym consistently creates long-lasting sales performance improvement. Here at the sales gym, you'll learn to work with the 3 sales muscles groups: behavior, attitude, and technique, and the 10 most important sales muscles. If you work to improve them, you will be well on the road to achieving at the gold medal level. Based on the Sandler system, this book offers a proven 10-point program that enables salespeople to develop as professionals and take guidance from the way Olympic athletes train and perform. Note: building your sales muscle requires training and ongoing reinforcement at the Sandler Sales Gym. This book is only a start, but nothing good happens without a start, does it? On your mark, get set, go! Sales Muscle Number 1. What you believe becomes your reality. Worrying gets you nowhere. If you turn up worrying about how you're going to perform, you've already lost. Train hard, turn up, run your best, and the rest will take care of itself. Usain Bolt. Usain Bolt, an 8-time Olympic gold medalist, is the first to hold simultaneous world records in both the men's 100-meter and 200-meter categories since automatic time measurements became mandatory in 1977, a feat that places him at the pinnacle of human athletic endeavor. He is a believer, both in his faith, Catholicism, and in himself. During his extraordinary career, he was widely acknowledged for his extraordinary confidence, trusting in abilities rooted in years of training to hone both his physiology and his finely tuned motor skills. When Bolt got ready to run a race, he had good reason to believe that he had prepared harder and longer than anyone else on that track. Bolt had a clear strategy that he followed with great discipline in each and every race. In the 100-meter event, for instance, he divided the race into sections and pursued a distinct process for each. In the first half of the race, he began racing tall and upright out of the blocks. At 50 meters, he gave himself the opportunity to glance left and right to check his placement amongst his competitors. Most crucially, 10 meters from the finish line, Bolt locked in beliefs he had earned from years of conditioning, assuring himself with an internal soliloquy aimed at his competitors. You are not going to catch me. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you are doing. That internal monologue confirmed a deep, unshakable belief in his own potential. Kindling that belief into a roaring flame is a hallmark of gold medal athletes, and it is a hallmark of gold medal salespeople as well. Such self-assurance isn't arrogance, and it isn't misplaced. Gold medal performers earn this belief through dedication and persistence. They realize it doesn't happen automatically or by accident. They commit to instilling a healthy belief in their own potential and strengthening it each and every day with constant conditioning and a devotion to the ideal of learning more, practicing more, and executing at a higher level than ever before. That's what makes them champions. Amateurs versus gold medal salespeople. Amateur salespeople tend to think that reality is a fixed concept. Some of them feel that what happens to them is not really within their control and that they are purely or mostly victims of circumstance. These amateur salespeople say things like, "It's a tough market out there," or "Gatekeepers are keeping me from getting through to senior decision makers." After events confirm their self-fulfilling prophecies, they feel they have evidence of these truths. They then make this their reality. "I just can't get past gatekeepers," they cry. Surprise, surprise, this is what happens from that moment forward. Gold medal salespeople, by contrast, do not let outside circumstances deter them from anything, including prospecting. Whether gatekeepers hang up, prospects tell them never to call back, or a deal that is about to be signed falls through, they assume that reality is up to them to define. External factors do not affect the self-belief of the gold medal sales professional. The truth is that salespeople are responsible for their attitude and behavior, and yes, their own reality, no matter what happens. The professional salesperson knows that the control and creation of a belief system is up to them. This, in turn, impacts directly on the results achieved. All the thoughts in your head, whether helpful or unhelpful, are just opinions that you have come to accept as true. The only real truth is that what you think will determine what you see and perceive as reality and what you feel as a result. You have control of your attitude, which means you, like Usain Bolt, have control of your reality. The science behind attitude. Your attitude, meaning your outlook on yourself, your life, and the world, comes directly from your beliefs. The thoughts that you hold dear are formed as a result of your life experiences and what you have been taught since you were a child. The trick is to start noticing this. Both gold medal athletes and gold medal salespeople understand the theory of belief systems. They have put this theory into practice to improve their performance by means of a system known as creative visualization. They learn to see themselves doing whatever is necessary to succeed before they actually do it. The self-fulfilling prophecy, what you believe creates your reality. The belief wheel is a reminder that your beliefs determine your attitude. Think again of what Usain Bolt recites in the final 10 meters of a race. You are not going to catch me. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you are doing. So how does this distinguish gold medal salespeople from amateurs? To give just one example, gold medal salespeople always believe that they will hit their quarterly sales targets consistently. Because they have such a strong and powerful belief, they have an attitude of supreme confidence. This translates to how they interact with their prospects. What's more, gold medal salespeople are willing to follow a consistent weekly prospecting plan composed of mixed sales activities to ensure positive results. These sales professionals have a steadfast belief in themselves, and this belief determines the attitude and manner in which their actions are performed. The outcome is behavior that supports the targeted results. Fake it until you make it. Not everyone can be the world's fastest human. No one can close every deal. However, you are responsible for believing in yourself and for fulfilling your own potential to achieve. That's something you have in common with Usain Bolt. The difference between being an amateur performer and a gold medal salesperson is acting like an A player. An A player accepts that it is the individual's responsibility to get the very most out of their abilities. Moreover, A players take control of their beliefs and behaviors and act to become the best version of who they can be. This is how you can achieve your goals as both a salesperson and in all aspects of your life. But here's the problem. You can't expect to achieve important goals unless you understand what you already believe and why. Your first 5 years. Your core beliefs were formed during the first 5 years of your life, and they generally come from your primary caregivers. Of course, they also grow to include other factors such as culture, country, religion, and all other life experiences that you encounter. You were like a sponge during those first 5 years, and the beliefs that you imbibed then became hard-coded. Even now, you view your reality through these beliefs. These beliefs became entrenched in your psyche and determine your attitude and drive as an adult. Moreover, they influence what you are willing to do and what you are not willing to do. Your reality, your experiences of life, including your sales results, are no more than a reflection of your beliefs, and those beliefs are not even entirely yours. They were what you heard and absorbed in the first 5 years of your life. Most people have been taught lessons as children that turned out to not benefit them as adults, including salespeople. When you were very young, were you told, go speak to as many strangers as possible? No, of course not. You were told, don't speak to strangers. How does that make you feel about, say, phone prospecting? You may also have been told, money doesn't grow on trees. How does that make you feel about talking to prospects about how much they need to pay you to benefit from working with you? How likely are you to want to offer a discount? Money is hard to come by, after all. These are just two examples of what you heard growing up. Your belief systems could be affecting your sales performance now as an adult. Two kinds of beliefs. Empowering beliefs are positive and support your actions. If you believe that your company has a great product and that your marketplace is in dire need of your services, As a salesperson, you are likely to want to pick up the phone and prospect immediately and with great vigor. You won't let the occasional grouchy gatekeeper affect your confidence. This is because you believe that your prospects are going to be grateful and happy as a result of your persistence when they do buy from you. Disempowering beliefs, in contrast, cultivate a negative attitude and make you feel more anxious about taking action. A common fear for many salespeople, for example, is the worry, "I won't hit my sales numbers this month." When this is the case, if a prospect says, "I'm not interested," the amateur salesperson's response is fear. This is because the amateur salesperson translates this response into thinking that very few people will buy the product or that the goods or services being sold are not worth buying. The outcome and resulting reality reinforces these fears. It's safe to say that if salespeople believe these disempowering ideas wholeheartedly, it is unlikely that they will hit their monthly numbers. The system explained in this book defines such disempowering beliefs as head trash. Head trash includes all limiting thoughts that go round and round in your head. So, let's go back to the belief wheel. When it comes to beliefs, you can have an outlook of limitations or an outlook of possibilities. It's all about what you choose. Professional salespeople, much like Usain Bolt, choose an outlook of possibilities. They then implement empowering beliefs to reflect and strengthen this choice. If you are willing to challenge and change your disempowering beliefs, then there will be a corresponding change in your results. Clara's story. When we first met Clara, she was struggling as a marketing consultant. She worked very long hours and believed that it was a tough market out there. She charged a daily rate of £500, $645, and was constantly being beaten up on rates. We told her that her pricing was too low. Moreover, she was attracting penny-pinching clients who did not value her. She found this hard to swallow. When we then recommended that she increase her daily rate to £1,500, she nearly fell over. Clara held the disempowering belief that she could not charge any more than £500 per day for her services. Not only did she believe that people would not pay her that fee and selling at that level would be difficult, but also she believed her services were not worth more than £500 and that she did not deserve to earn any more than that. These beliefs led her to a mental state of constant stress and depression, and they supported a behavior pattern we would describe as desperate. Basically, she was under such financial and emotional stress that she would take any meeting with anyone at any time, even with someone who was manifestly unqualified to be a prospect. We slowly helped Clara to discover new empowering beliefs that helped her change both her business and her life. Two of her new beliefs were, "The market does not dictate what I charge for my services," and "I provide incredible value for the services that I deliver, and I charge accordingly." It did not happen overnight, but slowly and surely, Clara was willing to challenge her old head trash. Now, 3 years later, her daily rate is over £3,000 per day, and she has a very impressive new client base. Her clients are happy to pay her what she deserves. Good news and bad news. The good news is that your disempowering beliefs can be changed. The bad news is that it takes effort and a determined willingness to move through your comfort zones. First, identify your disempowering beliefs. When you are undertaking sales activities, be aware of your negative thoughts throughout the day and write them down, not to reinforce them, but to help you notice how absurd they are. Next, visualize yourself achieving your sales goals for the month, happily doing all you need to do to achieve them. Your head trash will become more noticeable and will eventually recede. You know you need to make some cold calls. The next thought that probably comes to mind is, people don't want to hear from me, or the people I speak to are going to be rude and will tell me to go away. If you allow a dominant negative thought to stay with you, you are likely to resist the action of making cold calls. This is pure head trash. It is important to realize that your beliefs are just thoughts in your head and can't be proved to be true or untrue until you have experienced them to be so in life. However, as discussed earlier, what you believe will happen tends to happen. When you have identified an example of sales head trash, such as, I am fearful of people telling me to get lost, take control and create a new, empowering belief that is 180 degrees different from your head trash belief. For the head trash, the new, empowering belief could be, the service that I have to offer is of great value, but it is okay for some people to tell me that they are not interested, or, my product is amazing, and it's their lucky day to get a call from me. Exercise. Taking out your head trash. Head trash is nothing more than holding an outlook of limiting thoughts and disempowering beliefs. To overcome this, write down the empowering belief that is the opposite of your head trash. When we do this exercise with salespeople in our Sandler sales gym, the result usually looks something like the following. Your head trash. I'm not good enough. I might fail. Your empowering beliefs. I am more than good enough. Every time I fail, I am one step closer to success. Company head trash. Our company is too small. Company empowering beliefs. Clients love the personal service our small company provides. Marketplace head trash. There are not enough good prospects. Potential clients mess me around. Marketplace empowering beliefs. There is an endless supply of prospects. I only work with clients I like and respect. Do the exercise before you move on to the next chapter. Once you do, you will have started working out your first sales muscle. Developing this muscle is a core behavior of gold medal salespeople. Reflection. What you believe becomes your reality. Actions are required to achieve results, but all your actions are driven by attitude. Amateur salespeople do not understand the science of how to build a powerful attitude, and thus both their attitude and actions are generally erratic and inconsistent. In contrast, professional salespeople recognize that they need a winning attitude, and this can be achieved by working on their belief system. Sales muscle number 2. Learn what makes people tick. Enduring means accepting. Accepting things as they are and not as you would wish them to be, and then looking ahead, not behind. Rafael Nadal. Superstar Rafael Nadal, in addition to winning the 2008 Olympic gold medal in singles tennis and the Olympic gold for men's doubles in 2016, has won 19 Grand Slam singles titles, the second most in history for a male player. He has also won 35 ATP Tour Masters 1000 titles, another record, and 20 ATP Tour 500 titles. He has, as this book goes to press, held the world ranking as top male tennis player for a total of 196 weeks, including being the year-end number one 4 times. Nadal has won a record 12 French Open titles, 4 U.S. Open titles, 2 Wimbledon titles, and 1 Australian Open title. He was a member of the winning Spain Davis Cup team in 2004, 2008, 2009, and 2011. And you know what? He's not done yet. By the time you read these words, he may well have added something new and astonishing to his extraordinary list of accomplishments on the court. By any measure, the man is a true champion in his chosen field and one of the greatest ever to play the game of tennis. And his physical skills are astonishing. But physical conditioning is not what this chapter is about.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?